USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Five people are dead following a 13-hour police standoff in Boone, North Carolina. Watauga County authorities saying two deputies died in the shooting in a day-long standoff that carried into the night. Sheriff Len Hageman confirmed the suspect and their mother and stepfather have also died. The suspects' names have not yet been released. The Bidens are headed to Georgia to mark the president's first 100 days in office. The president and First Lady Jill Biden will visit with former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter in Plains. They will then host one of Biden's patented car rallies in Duluth this evening. Biden making the trip to the state after Major League Baseball pulled the menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars may soon be a thing of the past. The FDA looking to ban the products in an effort aimed at preventing youth from smoking and to save lives. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A police department is asking the Department of Justice to intervene.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican governors of Arizona, Oklahoma, Montana, and Idaho all signed pro-life legislation into law this week. The bills included bans on abortion over a diagnosis of genetic abnormalities, as well as heartbeat bills, which ban abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Bitcoin has repeatedly broken fresh ground this year, doubling its price of just under $30,000 per Bitcoin at the start of 2021 to almost $65,000 earlier this month. Some cryptocurrency experts are now saying the price of Bitcoin could reach $100,000 per Bitcoin in 2021. If you've ever thought about investing in Bitcoin, Dan Rico is a personal finance expert. He joins Fox News and shares some tips.
Number one, understand what it is, right? Spend a little time, do a little research. It's a complicated thing, but essentially it's an alternative digital asset that lives in an unregulated world in cyberspace. So that's the first thing. So do some homework. Maybe invest a couple of fund money dollars, you know, not your rent money, your fund money. Mm-hmm. And be aware of scammers out there. And there's a ton of them out there because they're taking advantage of, you know, that 16-year-old babysitter of yours who's talking to you about crypto. But you really want to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. Deal with a reputable exchange as well.
A Senate hearing on Thursday is taking a look at the global threats facing the U.S. Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed noting a diverse array of threats during the coronavirus pandemic. He singled out Russia for criticism, saying the Kremlin is involved in extensive malign activities. Republicans in the hearing citing a variety of growing threats from China, ranging from military buildups to cyber attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.